Live in Phoenix, Radio Row for the Final Four, Downtown Convention Center. Mitch Moss, Mike Pritchard, joined now by one of the all-time greats in college basketball, also had a terrific career in the NBA. Kenny Anderson is our guest here at Radio Row. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to get into your new documentary coming up in a few seconds, but we are in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've talked about this a ton in the past, but what do you remember about that 1990?
What?
I mean, you know where I'm going to
UNLV,
this, obviously.
UNLV, man. Yeah. We lost to them, man.
That was an amazing game,
yeah,
though.
Larry Johnson, Greg Anthony, my guy Moses Skerry from Brooklyn.
Right.
They had a great team, Anderson Hunt. But, you know, we feared no one. We respected them. But that year was, we thought it was our year. Like, we were just rolling away. We was beating everybody. We knew we was going to have a tough task, but you know, we were just going out there to compete.
I was at that Final Four. I went to the University of Colorado.
Oh.
We can talk about Georgia Tech, Colorado, if you want to.
Yeah.
National football, but we won't do
that. Oh, you could do that, too. We won it. We shared it, man. Y'all shouldn't have shared it.
We didn't share that.
Yeah, we shouldn't have shared it, man. We should have had that sold out.
But we opened it up some wounds for Kenny. But I went to school with Greg, and I was at that game. And a lot of people thought that that should have been the final instead of the semifinal game.
Yeah, because they blew out Duke Tech. I think everybody, because everybody loved the way we played and everybody loved the way they played. It was up and down. It's more exciting. But it was great. Arkansas was in there, Duke, UNLV, and us. But, you know, the better team won. UNLV won. They had a great team.
Well, as did you guys, though, and we were talking about this earlier. Looking back, do you understand, like, the impact of, you know, UNLV again? I brought up the Fab Five, but also like Lethal Weapon 3. Yeah. I mean, you guys had a major impact, not just on, I mean, I'm from small town Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we loved watching you guys play.
Yeah, yeah. You know, being from New York and all that whole year, it was exciting, and everybody was on the bandwagon, Georgia Tech. Everybody loved the way, you know, I just ran the point. Dennis was a great shooter, and Brian was the slasher. You know, the slasher, great rebounder. We just mixed well. We did everything fit, you know, for me my freshman year going in. And some nights I didn't have to do so much because I had Dennis Scott right there. He was a junior. Brian Oliver was a senior. So it just was a great fit, man. And it probably was 2 years at Georgia Tech, probably my best 2 years of my life, you know, as far as playing and living, you know, just living and the campus life and college. Just awesome.
Well, you played in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah.
And the 2 years there, best years, huh?
Yeah, about 2 years in college, by far my best years, by far.
Is it because of the relationships, the people you played with, the teammates at that time?
Yeah,
the entire experience?
Everything is pure. You know, I didn't need nothing, you know, went to school, you know. You get in the NBA, and that's what a lot of my documentary is about. You go into the NBA, you make X amount, you don't know who to trust, you don't know. It's just so much you're dealing with.
Okay.
You're paying people, accountants, assistants, and this, that, and the other. It just was overwhelming, you know.
Right.
I just wanted to play basketball and enjoy myself, and that's what I was doing at Georgia Tech. And I love coming, you know, a little thing I used to do, you know, when I had a big game in college, I used to go into the classroom the next morning about 10 minutes late when everybody's sitting so I can get a round of applause. Yeah, that was something I did when I had a big game the night before.
Right.
I wait outside before everybody go in, and then I would go in. That was my thing. I was like, yo,
that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Well, did you see where May for Carolina?
Yeah, I laughed because I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be.
But you came in late, though.
Yeah, about 5-10 minutes where everybody was sitting.
Right, right.
Yeah, he had an 8 o'clock class.
Yeah, yeah, he made it. He made it.
Wow.
That's commitment. Student athlete.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, talking to Kenny Anderson with us. So tell us more, a little bit more. You just brought it up here. Mr. Chibs is a documentary. Dive into it a little bit further and tell us when it's going to be out.
It's out now. It's making its runs through film festivals. It was in Doc NYC Film Festival. It was in Miami Film Festival, Atlanta Film Festival. Next week it's in Sarasota Film Festival. And May 3rd it'll be in the theaters in New York. My life story. All the obstacles I had to overcome, and you know, being a child prodigy from New York. Then after retiring, midlife crisis, what I'm going to do with my life, and coming from a dysfunctional home, alcoholics, drug addicts, abusers. It's really deep and inspirational, and I touched on a lot of different topics that can help other people. Jill Campbell is the director. BMG Brokers invested in it. Barry Greenstein, who's you know, I love, man, who really believe in my story. So it's just a real deep document. It's not vanilla like all these other documents.
Yeah.
I'm coming straight from the hip, man. Like, okay. Boom. You know, just opening myself up.
Yeah, Mr. Chibbs, raw and observational portrait of NBA All-Star Kenny Anderson. Can you mention something earlier, too, that I'm curious about? You had your best time at Georgia Tech, 2 years there. Now the one and dones. I mean, they can't wait to get to the NBA. They can't wait to get that money.
Yeah.
I mean, are you taking on any type of an advisory role to some of these kids to kind of inform them?
Yeah, you can't really. You know, I did 2 years. You guys got to take care of their families, but they got to make the right decisions.
Right.
You know, education plays a major part in that. You know, now, you know, I'm retired at 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I got my whole life ahead of me. You know, I had to go back to school 2010 and get my bachelor's, which I did, which was like the biggest thing. That's probably the biggest accomplishment that I ever had in my life, because I would never think I was going back to school to get no bachelor's degree, and I did. And my mother, rest in peace, you know, she wasn't here to see it, but she would be very proud of me. You know, just to go back and get education, you know, it's a key part of life, man. And money is great and all that, but sometimes it can be overwhelming to some of these young guys going into the NBA, and they're not really ready for that. And it's just, you know, hopefully you have a good supporting cast, you got good mentors around you, and you mentally is ready. I wasn't there all day. I wasn't all there, and I'm not saying in a negative way, but I was dealing with demons and certain things I had to better myself with. Then you give a guy with problems and all that fame and money, it's nuts.
Sure.
And an 82-game schedule as well, seven-game road trips, you're going back-to-back, and you're 18, 19 years old. I mean, to manage that, I mean, mentally, there's no chance you could be ready.
No, you're not, but you know, you want to go and get the money and
take care of family.
It's not all about money, though. You got to really, you know, understand your situation. And I didn't even want to leave my college sophomore year. I wanted to leave my junior year. But, you know, my coach did the research. And I was going 1, 2, or 3. He was like, you got to go.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Chibbs is the documentary. Yeah. Can't wait to watch it. Kenny Anderson has been our guest. Thanks so much, man. Good luck with this.
Go to MrChibbs.com.
Okay.
See the trailer. Got merchandise. You know, all that, man.
Very cool.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you got it, man. Kenny Anderson, one of the all-time legends. There you go. Thanks, man. Yeah, Mr. Chibbs again is what it's called. Gonna have to check that out. No doubt. I love that when you get to the old, again, as we were talking about, like the old school college basketball stuff from, you know, 20, 25 years ago when I was young growing up, and it was so impressionable to me. I can't wait to watch it.
When I got drafted by the Falcons and came to Atlanta, I mean, Georgia Tech was it. It was right downtown.
Yeah.
The Olympics were coming on board. There was a building, the Olympic Village and everything. Kenny Anderson, I mean, you had Swilling. You had everybody around there. So Atlanta. And I can imagine for Kenny coming down to Atlanta, performing with Dennis Scott and others, at a time of his life, he's probably right, but learned a lot. And so looking forward to Mr. Chibbs, that's for sure. It's raw and observational portrait of NBA All-Star Kenny Anderson. So that's going to be riveting.
He was a high school basketball legend, a prodigy, as he said, in New York City growing up. I'd say he lived up to the hype. He was unbelievable in college. I think some people would say in the NBA, well, I could have done, you know, the results could have been a little bit better. But he had so much, like a guy like Felipe Lopez that went to St. John's, and he was on the cover of SI right away. It's tough, man, to live up to that.
He's a lefty.
Yeah?
Greg's lefty. I mean, it was just different back then. So prodigy. And so you're looking at that. I'm watching this game. I'm remembering this game now with Anderson Hunt and Greg and Larry Skurry. I mean, all these guys. And then you had Dennis Scott and Kenny and Oliver. I mean, it was just amazing. All that talent that was out there. You know, we had 3 first-rounders that year with Stacey.
Yeah.
So it was just nuts. And then so Kenny's lefty, Greg's lefty. I mean, the matchups all over the place. But prodigy, absolutely. NBA All-Star, absolutely as well.